Come on, look at yourself and say, you're the prettiest one in the room. I'm honored that I get to be here. Come on, tell them. Thank you, God, that I woke up this morning. Come on, I need to hear some noise up in here. Thank you, God, that you woke me up. Somebody needs to tell your daddy. Tell God. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for getting me home when I was driving drunk. Thank you, Lord, that I didn't get STDs when I was laying down with the wrong person, trying to feel some voice. Thank you, Lord, that I'm still here. Thank you, Lord, that that addiction didn't take me out. Thank you, Lord, that you saw a purpose in me. Because he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Come on, somebody needs to give God a praise. Because he saw the best in you.
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around.
When everyone else around.
Could only see the worst in me. Come on, tell him. You better give God a praise this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that when we were coming, I was coming out of my mama, August of 29, 1972, that the doctors heard why, but hell heard purpose, destiny, a game changer, a nation shifter. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't give up on me when others walked out. You walked in. And thank you that in this building today, you're igniting a fire down in our belly that's going to give us a Holy Ghost growl, a Holy Ghost roar. Devil, come on, somebody needs to tell him, devil, you should have taken me out when you could have, because I'm getting my bounce back. And when I get my bounce back, you're going to wish to God you would have taken me out before. Because I will be a light to the world and I will win souls all over the world. And my main job will be making heaven more crowded. I will love the hell out of everybody you bring in my presence. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Y'all, you may be seated. Man, I'm so honored, just honored, honored, honored to be standing up here preaching the last sermon of our series, Jesus and Toxic People. Somebody say, Jesus and Toxic People. You may get your phones out now. You may get your notebooks out because you're going to want to take notes because I'm going to be dropping gems today that when the devil starts fighting you this week, you're going to want to go back. Say, I'm going to go back. I'm going to refresh my memory. Because thieves don't rob empty vaults. The devil is not after you because you're weak. The devil is after you because you're strong. So God, I break every distraction around me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. While I'm preaching, I need you to be letting God take some stuff off of you. That's why we come into a corporate house and worship every Sunday. It's because when you need to hijack somebody else's faith, you're sitting by them. All right? Say, pick it back up. That's my sermon for today. Pick it back up. What was my sermon title last week? Oh! Do your part, boo. If you got to crawl, if you got to roll, all you got to do is fix your what? Your focus. You got to stop looking in people's eyes and you got to fix your focus. Where are you going when you don't know where you're going? You got to fix your focus on what's important and not what you see. It's not about your what you see. It's about what you see spiritually. I want to go to Exodus 14 and 12. Pick it back up. Exodus 14 and 12. It says, didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? Didn't we tell you that this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, leave, huh? Leave us alone. let us be slaves to the Egyptians. It's better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness. Now I want to break something down for you. Didn't we tell you, didn't we, not didn't I, didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, leave us alone. Let us be slaves in Egyptian. You need people who are in your life that are connected to the next level of you instead of the people that are connected to the now level of you. Stop being stuck in beautiful bondage. What does that look like? Didn't we? We're stuck in spiritual bondage, beautiful bondage, because we, toxic people, we won't let go of them. That's why the enemy makes them so loud in your ear. Because them will stop you from going there. Because we get stuck with comfortability. And I believe sometimes that God gives us supernatural supernatural anesthesia. My teeth get in the way. Anesthesia. Every once in a while, these teeth get in the way. Because I get excited and my brain starts going, and I want to break something down to the way that I'm seeing it, and I want you to get it, so I feel like I got to go back to it, right? Anesthesia is used whenever they want to numb you from a pain. So there are seasons in our lives where we allow the past. That's why you can't move into the future, because you keep bleeding on people from your past. You're bleeding on people that didn't cut you because you're allowing these voices to be so loud in your ear. And now it's almost like we've gotten some natural anesthesia. Maybe I should say numbing. So what's happening is there's a difference in supernatural anesthesia, which God will put you asleep to birth something in you. So he uses that divorce where you feel like you can't move. And he said, I'm going to give you a little bit of time out. I'm going to take the bankruptcy while you got 7 years to rebuild. I'll use the worldly systems to use it to set you up for where I'm taking you, because God deals with time that you have left. So he'll give you supernatural anesthesia, which God puts on you. Then there's fleshly anesthesia, where we try to fit in and forget to break out. So we get stuck over here in the shoulda, couldas, and wouldas. Anybody ever been there? Or is it just me? Just me? Just maybe me? Where you keep stalking them on Facebook. And now, because we have social media, it's very easy to get lost in other people's highlight reels. We will spend all of our money looking like we got the Gucci with a missing tooth. A tooth costs the same as a Gucci bag. But because we're stuck in the natural anesthesia, because I don't want you to really believe that I'm a mess up, I will turn toxic. That's why we got reality shows that are so popular. Because we love to see other people's lives a mess. Because somewhere in us, we feel like we ain't good enough to move forward because we've had the wrong voices in our ears telling us who we ain't, when God is telling us who we are. So we get stuck. But in this season, it's time to wake up. You've been broke long enough. You've been mad long enough. You've been sad long enough. You've grieved long enough. And the devil should have killed you before you walked into Limitless today on my 50th birthday when I feel like I've been on spiritual papa. Spinach. He's saying, get up. The other day I was talking to somebody. And when I was talking to him, I said, I just don't want to look stupid. I don't want to look stupid. And I heard the Lord say, there's still a part of you that's stuck in the natural anesthesia of your past. Because when you're really healed, you don't worry about how they used to make you feel. When you're really healed, you go off of where God's brought you instead of where you're going. You're like, look, he done made it through. He done healed me from divorce. He'll do it again. He done healed me through heartbreak. He'll do it again. He healed me from addiction. He'll do it again. He healed me from bankruptcy. He'll do it again. So I'm not going to worry about being stupid. Because isn't there a part of your next level where you got to look stupid? Isn't there a part of you that has to be willing to jump even when you don't know how to fly? Isn't there a part of you that has to do things crazy when everybody's telling you don't do it? What are you doing? You need insurance. You ain't been to the doctor in 25 years, but you're staying at a job you can't stand just in case. So now you got the just in case disease. I'm going to stay comfortable because just in case something happens, I'm going to be ready. So you waste your entire life trying to please people that are broken and don't want you to fly. Many of you are stuck because you feel like you've made the same mistake over and over so many times. And so now you're so afraid because your success is connected to failure. You can't get to success without failure. You can't go anywhere as long as you're frozen in the pain of yesteryears. Right? Trying to protect yourself. One thing I've learned about God is I can't protect myself when I'm doing what God wants me to do. Because greatness is connected to dare. Faith is connected to your feet walking. It's saying, God, you started a good work in me and you're going to be faithful to complete it. So I came this morning on my 50th birthday to say, whatever vision you put down on the shelf, you got to get it up. You got to pick it back up. Ain't nobody going to pick it up for you. Ain't nobody going to tell your heart to beat again. Ain't nobody going to tell you greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, but you and God. Whatever vision you put on the shelf, pick it up. Let's look at, let me go to Psalm 1 and 1. There are people who want to go back to who they used to be, but are afraid to go alone. So they take you with them. I'm miserable, and misery loves company. So won't you come back with me? It's those people that are in your ear that mean a lot to you that don't want you to go where they won't go. I see the glory in your life, so let me go in your presence and get in your ear and tell you what you ain't, so you start doubting who you are. Because I am scared to go. They're really cowards. Anybody that will talk you out of your future is a coward. They are mad because you're going somewhere they are scared to go. And it's usually the loudest people in your circle that are the biggest cowards. It's the ones that slander everybody when they're going down. It's the ones that leave your church and say, girl, you got to go too. You know she is this and she is that. You're like, yeah, peace out. Now y'all both miserable. Because you become what you surround yourself with. There are people who want to go back to who they want to be, who they have been their whole life, and they don't want to go alone. See, the problem with society is that pain and rejection will cause you to harden, and harden causes you to misinterpret your life. Fear of overthinking. You trying to be a boss in places where you should have been surrendered. Y'all need a second? You trying to fake it and never make it. It's like the Spanx mentality. You got a whole Spanx on instead of hitting the gym. You walking around like this. You can't go to the bathroom, because if you go to the bathroom, it takes you 20 hours to get back in. You done lost your whole event. Why am I going to be uncomfortable in a whole Spanx where I got to sit like this? And y'all think we don't know. We see. Because when you put Spanx on, the fat got to go somewhere. So you're pulling it up. By the time you get it pulled up, your eye makeup's gone. You walk out and your husband goes, girl, you bad. You're like, open the door. Faking it and not making it. Why? Because we never deal with what's going on here. As one day you conquer the devil, the next day you under the devil. One day you come to church, you're like, yeah, girl, I got this. I could bring it on, devil. The next day you like die. Oh, y'all pray for me. We like, what are we praying for today? Every other day you up. Every other day you down. Every other day I'm on. Just move. The reason you keep getting stuck is because you're scared to move out of a place because of them. You ain't never scared on your own. You scared because you got the wrong people around you. That's why you hang out with me. I will brainwash your butt. Y'all will all be like, I'm president. Girl, you the first millionaire of your family. You really got $2 a year. Yes, I am. You at the thrift store with the anointing to put some clothing together. When you walk into a room, you're like, boom, shakalaka. Oh, I'm supposed to sit here. See, the problem with us is, in the body of Christ, we're faking it, never making it. Then we're trying to sit at tables that were not ours to sit at. The reason you're uncomfortable in your surroundings is because you're sitting at the wrong table. Everywhere you go, you uncomfortable. And then self-righteous kicks in. I got too much pride to go back to what I left prematurely. And the enemy had you leave prematurely because your next level was connected to that. But you let a fence get into that, and now you're stuck over here. And it saddens me to see people that got more anointing at my fingertip, but because they got hasty. And then you know what happens? We become a slave to dumb statements. Jesus is my homeboy. Huh? Jesus is my co-pilot. That's your problem. You need to surrender. Say, I'm surrendering. I'm swallowing my pride. I remember when I got married, y'all. Jesus, go on, God, for real, I got to tell this. I was thinking, you stupid fool. You don't even like him. I even convinced myself, girl, you ain't got to like him like that. He gonna save you. He gonna save you, girl. And all I'm thinking is, I'm at my mama's. I want out because she controlling. I want to do my own thing. I remember right before we going out, she looks at me and says, you know you ain't got to do this. I said, yeah, I do. Because all these people flew in. I done got my dress. And I found myself having to live in a situation and be loyal to a mistake because of people that if I died tomorrow, they would have filled my position. They would not even have sent a flower to my funeral. How many times do we become a slave to sin? Because we don't like to wait. I am only a slave to God. Well, that don't sound very good. I'm going to tell you something. He is the goat. He will take you from the back of the line to the front of the line. If you will surrender yourself before the Lord, he will open doors that no man can shut. He will move you from the back of the line to the front of the line. He will literally, in 24 hours, give you everything that you desired. But you got to get out of your head How do you become a slave? Glad you ask. Psalm 101 said, how blessed is the man. Huh? How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the path of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer. How? Walk, stand, and sit. All of them are something you're doing. You become a slave to the wrong things when you're walking with the wrong people. You're toxic when you're hanging with the wrong people and sitting at the wrong tables. Every door ain't God, and every table ain't yours. Facts. I'm done eating food that ain't seasoned for me. I don't use salt. Why am I going to go sit at a table where I got to add salt and Tony Sashery after you cooked it? The right food for me is created for my taste buds. I'm done chasing blessings that God ain't blessed for me. How do you know when it was for you? Everything flows. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You ain't bullied into it. You ain't, you like, girl, listen, now they don't feel good over here. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to think for a second, because the last thing I'm going to do is get out of the will of God in this season. If I got to cancel a wedding, I'll cancel a wedding. If I got to say no to the promotion and stay on food stamps for another 2 weeks, I'm going to, what? Confusion is not of God. So my question to you is it God? Is it God? That's why I can sit on that front row and look up at my worship team today and so proud of my people in this church. Why? Because I know their fruit. One of them said, Pastor, I'm coming. I need to come back. I think I made a mistake. I said, you didn't make no mistake. I'm glad you had the strength and the courage to go. Because if you would have never went, you would have never known you were in the right place. There would have always been a doubt. What if? Should have. So your risk was activating your faith. You wouldn't have known you had faith and you were in the right place if you would have never went to the wrong room. So I gotta go to some wrong rooms so that I can find out my voice, so that I can realize I'm activated. But how many times do we not get what God wants us to have because we won't surrender and go back to the right room? Preach, Kim! God did not create you to barely make it. God did not create you to have to fake it, never make it. God did not create you to need filters unless you want to use them. You ain't using filters because you don't like yourself. You're using filters because you like it, makes you look pretty with sparkles. But it ain't, you wait till you see me in person. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. How blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of the sinners, nor sin. You know what's sad about this scripture? Is counsel is speaking of individuals who are skilled at being wicked. That means they got the credentials. Because you can pay to be a preacher. You can go to $39.99 and get a license, and y'all letting these people marry you. Can you go get your $39.99 license so you can marry me? What? You can become a life coach with your life in a mess. Why? Zoom. Some of y'all on medication right now. You don't even know how you got here. Because you went on a doctor and they gave you all these prescriptions with a diagnosis that you've diagnosed yourself under. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill. He can't touch you, so he uses your thoughts, your mind. And then when you start getting it together, then these people that didn't want you to make it start saying, girl, you ain't gonna make it. Who do you think you are? Weren't you nay-naying on bars like Pink Pony? I think I saw you there. I think I tipped you. Well, why were you there? Y'all, that was the woman with the woman that walked in there the woman that walked in to wash Jesus' feet. Why did all those deacons up in there know her? It's usually the loudest ones that are the most corrupt. The judging jellies. See, this is why I start meddling. But I ain't gonna meddle today. The counsel can be mimicked, but the oil can't. People can steal your sauce, but they ain't got your oil. That's why y'all gotta let people mimic you. Let them do that. That's the best flattery ever. Go on, everybody get mohawks. We good. Come on. People will mimic you when you're doing something for God and you all up in your field. Don't you mimic me. You should be glad because obviously they see something in you that you don't see in yourself. Here's three ways you end up stuck. Walking with the wicked, standing with the sinners, and sitting in the seat of the scoffer. What level do you find yourself on? I ain't none of them. Well, you probably sit with the seat of the scoffers. Because ain't nobody in this room perfect. I lay in my bed every night, God forgive me. I'll be like, kill them. No, just kidding. Don't kill them, just hurt them. We're human. Our heart breaks. And then we get entangled in situations that cause us to stay stuck in a season and allow the season to define our lifetime. Ask yourself, am I walking with the wrong crowd? The wrong crowd will make you toxic. The church is the only place where if you do what you're supposed to do, you get questioned. Oh, they too saved. You don't want them to come to your party. You too saved. They're self-righteous. No, they're living right. They holier than thou. No, they ain't judging you. They just don't do those things. They don't want their good to be evil spoken of. The church thinks if you pretend, you can get praised. We praise fakers. Y'all will celebrate people that have got 10 kids with 10 infant baby daddies and still go to their church. Whoremongers. Liars. Untouchable. Untouchable? My spiritual father pastors a mega church and still went to the men's breakfast yesterday. It's those preachers that you can't touch because they're higher than God. Oh, you can't touch me because of the anointing. If me touching you is going to take the anointing away from you, huh? The sheep? I can't touch you because you all that in the back. Do you remember you were working at Bloomingdale's 5 years ago? And the very people that you don't want to touch you are the very people that got you to a place where you can work full time for God? Are you kidding me? The church thinks if you pretend, you can get praise. The praise fakers. You live any old way and get to heaven. That ain't true. Once saved, always saved. That is a crock of crap. Yeah. If it's once saved, always saved, then why does God say don't look like the world? Why are you married and showing your boobs? Why are you married and in other women's inboxes? You fall in love with people's charisma, but you got to live with their character. And if they doing it to you, they going to do it. If they doing it to other people, they going to do it to you. And maybe whatever you sit under is being funneled. Maybe, just maybe, that sex perversion in your church is because the pastor is operating in sex perversion. Maybe the reason why you can't get a break is because the pastor is living wrong. Got to get your house in order. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You got your kids missing church on Sunday because they play in Little League. They are not going to become famous NFL players. Very slim chance. I hope they do because they could buy property. But what you're teaching them is God is not important. And when they get to heaven, they didn't want to wake up for church. Kim, church was boring. It was messy. They're trying to commit suicide at home because you didn't teach them about the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the El Shaddai. Now they're adults struggling with situations that they got the power to say, oh, hell no. Season of pretending is over. If you want to be elevated, you got to put God first. You got to pray over yourself every day. God, don't let me sit in the presence of snakes. Heal whatever it is on the inside of me that makes me keep going around people that don't celebrate me but tolerate me. Heal me, God, of whatever it is that makes me act up and lose relationships because something was triggered in me from something in my past, and now I'm ruining every relationship that you've sent in my life because I'm afraid they're going to hurt me too. So I shut the door before they can shut it on me. Spanks are fine. As long as you're wearing them because you want to and not because you need approval. God don't care about you having money. He cares about the money having you. God doesn't care about you having a boo thing. He cares about you putting the boo thing before him. Here's what God said. You can't be half of nothing. You can't be half a man or a woman of God. God says, I'm opening the eyes of my sons and daughters. And they're walking into accelerated anointing. And promotion is coming to those who are not pretending. I prophesy over you, Limitless, an online campus, that God has given you a deepening hearing and clarifying of sound in your ears. That God has given you clarification in areas where you're wondering, what am I supposed to do in this season? Give me discernment so that I don't keep going around delayed circles and cycles and stay in natural anesthesia when, God, you've given me spiritual anesthesia to grow. Yes. To not get weary. The enemy is after you. And if he can't get to you, he'll get to your husband. He'll get to your kids. Because of you. Because you never tapped into your power. Every time you want to get petty, you got to get powerful. You got to stop allowing your emotions to rule you. One day you're up and one day you're down. Stop it. I can't help it, Gil. My life sucks. Change it. I don't even know how. Do it. Do hard things. We want everybody to approve of us. God did not call a conference call when he called you. He gave you those kids because he knew you had the power in you to stand flat-footed and fight every weapon coming your way. Chaos and confusion is not of God. If the enemy knows that you'll go back to your old lifestyle because times are tough, he will make sure you do not have whatever you need. Because you'll sell out when the times get tough. 3 years ago, y'all, 4 years ago, I literally would pastor. I hated my situation that I'd gotten myself into. And I remember I would go home on Sunday nights and drink a bottle of wine because I hated where I was. I said, the whole world is looking at me thinking I'm just fabulous, but I'm over here hating my life. So I was faking it. I was horrible. I was broken. I was alone. I was fearful. I was scared. I felt unqualified. And I got on a plane to go preach in Australia. And I heard the Lord say, "What are you doing? People see your deeds, but I see your heart." Am I saying wine's wrong? No. But doing it to exit your world is wrong. The enemy's getting you numb so you ain't got to deal with what's going on. So maybe God's got you in spiritual anesthesia so that he can work on whatever needs to be worked on and you keep uncovering yourself. This is a season of pruning for me, and I'm going to let you prune me. Some of y'all need to pray for courage. Because everything from the enemy is fighting you to stay where you are. And God is saying, I need you to break out of where you are and go to where I called you to be. I went on that plane to Australia. And on that plane for 21 hours, I wept. And I said, God, I don't want to be the reason millions of people go to hell when I fall. You know my situation. I need help because I feel like I'm dying. And I live in a glass house. And I can't hurt because I don't trust nobody. Because the very people that I thought I could trust was the counsel of the ungodly. Because the enemy knew where I was going to be in 2022. And he said, they're going to watch you elevate in the midst of hell. In a pandemic. I need you to keep your mouth shut, Kim, and I need you to rise like cream to the top of coffee. You have to let your characters outlive those lies. Hush, and I'll make nobody believe what they're saying. And I laid on that plane and I cried out to God and I said, God, I need you. Before I get off this plane, I'm going to lay on this plane. They're going to carry me off with police officers because I ain't leaving till you fix me. And I heard the Lord say, this is exactly where I needed you to be. And then he said, now brace yourself. Because this moment of surrendering is about to elevate you to a place that you couldn't have done on your own if you would have had it all together. I allowed spiritual anesthesia for God to fix the things on the inside of me. because I knew in this season the devil is pressing refresh and reset on offenses. And I wasn't going to handle things the way I've always handled them. Stand up on your feet. You can only stay toxic if you allow yourself to handle things the way you've always handled them. If you keep allowing people in your life that come in the form of people that broke you. Same people, different faces. If you don't realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know how easy it is to sell out for likes? You know how easy it is to sell out for retweets? Because when we don't get validation that we need it from people that we love a lot, then when we start filling those voids being filled, the enemy will use those relationships to keep you stuck. Last week I talked about it. We cope. And in this new season, this ain't about coping. This is about breaking out. Too many of us are chasing celebration and running from confrontation. Gotta confront me so that I can get free to be all that he's created me to be. On my 50th birthday, the best gift you can give me is getting free. The next 7 days, really the next three, because we're going to walk into September 1st free. Finding my purpose. God, I want to know what my purpose is. Y'all, God can literally take your life. I'm proof. He can take a place where you're stuck, and in 24 hours, he can change your entire destiny. Because you got free. Because you said no to spirits. Because you said no to being in the wrong rooms just for validation. Y'all are trying to get validation from people that ain't even valid. Ready for a spiritual setup. We're about to get free. Because I ain't walking in my birthday with the church that's still look. This was a spiritual setup today. God sent me to be a voice in your ear to tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. It don't matter if you were nay-naying at the pink pony and praying today. When I tell you a spiritual setup is a setup where only God. Y'all listen to me. He loves to show out. He's like, let me let everybody in the world talk about you because I need everybody to watch the comeback. I need to watch. I need everybody to see how everybody gave up on you. And God shot you out like a slingshot. I love more than anything that I got so many misfits around me. You know why? Because we taken over. Because when you go to hell, you come out on fire. See, long gone are the days when we just fit in. Because when you fit in, you can't stand out. Beautifully broken is where God does his best work. Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the seat of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What does that mean? This week, I'm going to do some things that scare me to death. I ain't gotta wait till everything's in place. I'll work the kinks out as I go. Yo, I've been talking about starting a church downtown for 4 years, 3 years. Finally, one day I walked in the staff meeting. I said, well, I got my building, already signed the papers. October 23rd will be my first service, Limitless Limitless West End, here we come. Why? Because I ain't waiting. I was in a spiritual anesthesia state, but now I'm walking out of it. And I'm taking back everything the devil stole. And if you riding with me, buckle your seatbelt, baby. Because it's trickling down from the top. Everybody lift up your hands. Say, Father, I give you permission. Man, this is a beautiful sight in this room. Online, lift up your hands. Father, I give you permission to blow my mind. I give you permission to let me be the poster child of your glory. I give you permission to make me the first millionaire in my family. I give you permission to do more than I ever asked for in my life. I give you permission to give me boldness, to give me courage, to break out my comfortability. I give you permission to heal every area in my life that is not of you. I refuse to stay in bondage when you've given me freedom. Father, I say yes. Come on, one more time. I say yes. I say yes. Give me joy. Give me excitement. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And devil, you should have taken me out when you could have. Because I'm coming back for everything the devil has tried to take. And I don't want it back. I want back restitution. I want back 7 times greater. And God, every time a devil gets in my ear, let me get itching. Let my ears itch. Let my eye twitch. Do whatever you got to do so I don't mess up this new season. In Jesus' name, I repent. I repent of everything that I've ever done that did not make you proud. Now live in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Y'all just got saved again. I need to hear some praisers up in here. That's petty. That's petty. Come on, give God a shout. Give God a shout. Come on, online. Come on, RTK Inner Circle. Come on, Limitless. Come on, Limitless Downtown. Give God a roar. Give God a shout. Like he's already done it. On the count of three, I want you to give God a yes. 1, 2, 3. Y'all ready to give? Y'all ready to give? What a great service. What a fulfilling atmosphere. What a great big God that we serve. And I love the fact that y'all are not going to be able to go back to what you came from. Y'all are free. Say, I'm free. I'm excited about my future. It's bright, and I will not be stuck in the wrong council. I'm letting go of people, places, and things that serve the old me. In Jesus' name, I'm going to get plugged into Limitless. I'm going to serve. I'm going to help us win the world and make Jesus more and make heaven more crowded. Good? Y'all, there are 5 ways you can give, 6 ways you can give. You can give in-house with all these beautiful people walking around. If you need an envelope, lift up your hand, lift up your hand. I actually don't see not one of my, do I see? Yep, walking around. If you need an envelope, lift your hand up high. Lift your hand up high, lift your hand up high. You can also give in the kiosk in the foyer. You can text to give. What's the number? So proud of y'all. You can also give online at limitlesschurch.live. Hack the sidebar, give. You give by Cash App, My Limitless Church. You can give Venmo, My Limitless Church. The one thing about this church is we are creating and building millionaires. Wherever I go, you got to go. You hear me? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? So I want you to get out, and I want you to come up and hit your phone on this stage, because I know now we're a media. Come on up. Get out of your chair. Come on up so we can pray over it. And when you're walking out, y'all, stay and celebrate with me. We're eating and everything. We're getting to know each other. We're loving on each other. This is called community for a reason, right? Father, we just thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for blessing upon blessing. Thank you, Lord, that you are restoring things that the enemy has stolen and giving us back restitution, 7 times greater of everything we lost. And I pray this week, God, you heal marriages, fix situations, make clear things we need to let go of, and give us courage to make hard decisions, to do what we need to do to get to where you want us to get. And Father, I pray for the people in this room that are going to make some hard decisions this week, that Lord, you would make the opposite party ready, that you would make the people they got to talk to ready. They're going to be understanding, and it's going to shock us. And we're going to realize when we do what God wants us to do, everything else falls into place. All right? Is that a deal? God said, you move and I'll be right there with you. What seems impossible to you makes impossible. With me, all things are possible. Did y'all get blessed today? I sure do love y'all.